Burt Show.
Guys got $5. Guys got $10. We need money for Burt's Big Adventure. We're already talking about Burt's Big Adventure 2027 because Kristen went off on buying souvenirs this year. So we need even more money. So we're asking you guys, whatever you can give, man. If it's $5, that'd be fantastic. Because again, Zaxby's is hooking us up and matching your donations. So if you can help us out a little bit, the Burt Show's little give, you can text the word Burt, B-E-R-T, to 50155. Hashtag, this is Kristen's fault.
Again, it's a badge I wear proudly. Y'all have enabled this monster. You keep telling me that this is the crown that I am destined to wear. So I got to make sure that puppy shines.
You have a gift. You have a gift when it comes to gifts, Kristen.
Save that.
Dad joke number one. So let's introduce you guys to Sebastian and his family. Carlo is the dad. We got Gio here also. I can't tell you a whole bunch about Sebastian, because as one of the three amigos on this trip, he didn't really interact with adults too much. They didn't need us. They didn't need us at all, right?
Not in the least bit. These kids had their own mission, their own crew, and they were like, no adults allowed.
I was hanging out, and Carlo and I were talking the entire time, and Sebastian, he was hanging out with the kids, and Carlo and I are talking about working out and life, and I think I bonded more with Carlo than I did Sebastian, for sure, man. How are you doing today, dude? I'm good.
His mic's not up.
Okay. How was the weekend?
The weekend was pretty good. Had so much fun with you guys, and Sebastian definitely had a blast.
He's a really special kid. We have a bunch of leaders on this trip, and I didn't see this myself, but from what I understand, things were getting a little crazy at some point in the park or at the pajama party, and the kids were wrestling and stuff like that, and Sebastian thought that it was getting a little bit too rough and like got in there and is like, hey, you guys, chill out. That's kind of his character, isn't it?
Oh, yes. I mean, he likes to have fun as well, but he's really careful with other kids as well.
Yeah, and I think another really good example of this also is him asking where Forrest was on the first day. Is that what happened, Amber?
It was the first morning. So we met them for about 2 hours during the Wednesday welcome. The next morning he comes down. The first thing I'm like, hey, good morning, Sebastian. He's like, where's Forrest? I was like, I'll get him. No worries. I know what your priority is here.
And that's kind of where it all started.
Yep. The wheelie gang got together and there was no separating them. And it was just, it really was so beautiful to see. And that's why you and Stacy created this, like, is to build these bonds. And yeah, you think, oh, it's a trip to Disney. I can't even begin to convey how much more Burt's Big Adventure is. Like, yes, the Disney trip is like the initiation into Burt's Big Adventure. And what a great initiation. I mean, five-day VIP, all paid expenses trip to Disney. But this group, like the level of bonding and the level of connection, I mean, there were moments that we would just take a step back as we would have our group breakfast and dinners together, and just watching the camaraderie and love among the kids and also the parents and just sharing stories. Like, it was just so cool to see.
Yeah, and with 100% transparency, you know, you said that this is the reason why Stacy and I started Burt's Big Adventure, and it really isn't. I was naive.
Oh.
It really wasn't. I was very, very naive. I just thought this is going to be a great trip where we get a bunch of families and we get them to escape. Mm-hmm. That's it. Get away from all the protocols and hospitals, do a couple of days in the park, and then come on back. I had no idea, honestly, maybe very naive, that it was going to be as connective as it has become over the years. And I think that's not only because of the trip, but all of the programs afterwards also.
And there's so much to learn when you're able to be in the presence of a family that has a child with special needs or a chronic or terminal illness. And like, until you can actually talk to them and speak to them, be in the same room with them, mm-hmm. you can finally get a better understanding and more empathy and just really grasp what their struggles are and what they go through day to day.
Sebastian, you feel like you made some best friends this weekend?
Yep.
Man, who is fastest in the wheelchair, by the way?
Gunner.
I mean, with a name like Gunner, you kind of have to be.
Really? Right. And I mean, his love is snowmobiles.
Right.
The kid was built for speed.
Right.
What the heck?
Gio, your impressions of the weekend? You guys are having such a good time.
Yeah, it was so amazing. I know yesterday on Sunday when we had
family time just for us. Sebastian was, at the end of the night, Sebastian was just asking me, like, so when are we having dinner with everybody? When are we going to get back together? When am I going to see Forrest again? And I had to explain to him, well, it's a family time. Like, everybody's doing what they want, whatever they want. And he was a little disappointed about that. He really enjoyed the habit of meeting everybody again, getting together, and just having a good time with everybody. And yeah. I think he had more fun with them than honestly just with us.
I can guarantee you that is for sure. Right?
I foresee a lot of play dates in the future with this crew.
Yeah. Kaylee, you got to hang with them all day also. Your impression?
Yeah, I mean, it is so fun to watch them go around the park. I mean, I would try to butt into the conversation, and they were like,
get out of here, right?
Okay. But it's just the bond that the three of them have is just so sweet. They're so gentle with each other. They're so understanding of each other, too. So it's a special thing to see.
Tell us what you saw with the droids at the Droid Depot.
So that was really cool. So when you build a droid, it comes in this box, kind of like getting an American Girl doll. It comes in just this box. But there's a fun thing that you can buy. It's this like backpack. So you can go around the park with this new backpack and your droid can seat out. And he got the box with the droid in it. And sweet Dr. Michelle got him a backpack for his droid to be able to see out through the park. And she gave it to him. And Sebastian went, all right, buddy, I'm going to take you out of the box and I'm going to put you in your new home in this little backpack. It was just sweet. It was like a moment that all of us were like, he's probably heard that before too, you know, like just a sweet moment of like, all right, we're going to move here. We're going to do this just with different things in life and different circumstances. I think it was a really gentle moment to see from Sebastian after running around, absolutely ruling Disney World.
So for sure.
It was really sweet to see.
All right, Carlo, you got your letter for Sebastian, or is Gio going to do that, or is you're up?
I got it.
All right. So we ask each and every one of our Burt's Big Adventure moms and dads to write a letter. It could be about anything. It could be about Burt's Big Adventure. It could be about their kid. It could be about their journey, and they take it from there. So here's Carlo's to Sebastian.
All right. Here, Seb, this is for you, okay? So, dear Sebastian, I want to tell you how much you mean to me and to everyone who knows you. You are truly the best part of my world. Sometimes I am hard on you, but I do it because I want you to be the very best. I want to give you the tools to conquer the world and reach every goal you ever dream of. I love the strong boy you have become. You have a kind heart and a great sense of humor. You make everyone around you happy. Watching you grow is the greatest thing I have ever done. Being here on Bert's Big Adventure has meant everything to us. Seeing you smile, laugh, and just enjoy being a kid is a memory I will keep forever. This trip has shown me how much you deserve to be celebrated. You are a star. Being at Disney was literally a dream come true, not because of the magic, not because of the attractions, not because of the characters, but because of the way I got to see you experience everything for the first time. Watching you create so many new friendships along the way was a true dream come true. I am so proud of you. Every day I see how you live your life with spina bifida. You never let it stop you. You have already conquered. You might think I am the strongest person in the world, but the truth is you are way stronger than me. Real strength isn't just about muscles. It's about the heart you show every single day. Watching you play on your wheelchair, it's my favorite thing in the world. I see you getting better and more confident every day. In my eyes, you are a Super Saiyan. Whether you are on the court or having a tough day, you have courage that makes me want to be a better man. I will always be your greatest ally against anything in the world. No matter where life takes you, I will always be by your side to protect you and support you. With all love, Dad.
Beautiful, man. Thank you. You guys, welcome to Bert's Big Adventure. You're now part of our family, right? So we expect to see you guys at reunions. Carlo, Gio, we can hang out while Sebastian ignores us at our reunions also, okay?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
All right. Give us a couple of seconds here. We're going to introduce you to Aiden, who experienced his first upside-down experience on a roller coaster. He did great. However, his brother, AJ, is going to get called out a little bit.
There's photo evidence.
And we got photo evidence of it. All right, it's Bert's Big Adventure 2026.
The Bert Show.